Many seabirds nest in colonies. To avoid predators which could eat their eggs and babies, they choose islands. But the biggest colony in Virginia, home to as many as 25,000 birds, faces a new danger. It's on an island that will soon serve as the staging area for expansion of the Hampton Roads Bridge and Tunnel Complex.
South Island is in a very food-rich area.
That's Sarah Carpentier, a professor of fish and wildlife conservation at Virginia Tech. She says there are few safe places left for terns, and their populations are already falling.
The gold-billed tern is listed as threatened under the State Endangered Species Act. Also, there is the royal tern. Virginia is the northernmost part of its nesting range.
Can't they just fly south to North Carolina or South Carolina?
Likely many of these colonies are at their capacity.
Matt Strickler, who heads the Virginia Department of Natural Resources, admits there may be no place for the birds to go.
Migratory bird habitat on the East Coast in general has been declining for years.
And without suitable habitat, the birds won't breed. So when the state approached Carpentier and tech professor Jim Fraser asking what could be done, those two experts were happy to help. They launched a study of the colony and concluded there was only one solution: build the birds their own island.
North Carolina's been building islands for birds for decades.
It only needs to be a couple acres. You know, we're expanding our port of Virginia, and as part of that expansion, there will be a tremendous amount of dredging. So some of that sand could be used to build a new island.
Fraser figures it would cost maybe $2 million to do the job, but that's peanuts compared to the cost of the Hampton Roads Bridge and Tunnel expansion, $3.8 billion. This, he adds, would be an important safety feature for people who could be slamming on their brakes and causing pileups when birds start landing on roadways, unable to find their former nesting grounds.
There are going to be consequences likely from these birds dispersing that we can't really predict at this point.
Carpentier says we need to start soon.
The best time to build is going to be over winter, when they're down in Central and South America, so that when they come back in March and April, they will find that island.
But at the Department of Natural Resources, Strickler dismisses the idea. He says the Trump administration is no longer enforcing federal protections that might apply here, and Virginia has no legal right to demand the builder, the Hampton Roads Transportation Accountability Commission, create new habitat.
For projects like this, we are hung out to dry. We are not getting any help from our federal regulatory partners, and they are the ones who have the power to compel mitigation for environmental damage.
He adds that the U.S. Navy might object to construction of an island, but Professor Fraser says he's already thought of that.
There's a great place. It's called Hampton Flat. It's not far away. It's out of the main air traffic corridors. There's no shipping through there because it's too shallow.
Then there's the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Virginia's chief of natural resources says NOAA would probably refuse a permit to dump sand burying marine life on the ocean floor.
Worms, crustaceans, mollusks, shellfish that are a key part of the Chesapeake Bay ecosystem.
So what will the state do about its largest colony of seabirds? It will, Strickler says, discourage them from nesting next spring, while he works with the Department of Game and Inland Fisheries on a policy that would address environmental damage caused by construction of roads, highways, bridges, and tunnels the next time around. I'm Sandy Houseman.